Boo Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Classical Music Confidential on Monday, February 10th, from 11 a.m. to noon at the Central Library branch at the Multnomah County Library in Portland. Classical Music Confidential will be hosted by Bruce Charles and will take a look at Portland's secret classical music past of the 1940s. Again, that's Classical Music Confidential on Monday, February 10th, from 11 a.m. to noon at the Central Library branch of the Multnomah County Library, 801 Southwest 10th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO proudly co-sponsors the Portland Folk Music Society's concert series featuring Sam Ryder and the Human Hands, an ensemble from the worlds of jazz and folk music. The show is Friday, February 21st, 7:30 p.m. at the Reedwood Friends Church in Southeast Portland. Sam Ryder has been a U.S. State Department musical ambassador, taking his accordion to at least six nations. For 6 years, Ryder has been band leader for Jazz at the Lincoln Center's youth program. The Human Hands feature the violin stylings of Oregonian Alex Hargraves. For more information about the Portland Folk Music Society concert series, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Listening to a digital indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell us Minden first then?
Good evening, Portland. This is DJ Yellow Horse. You're listening to Rose City Native Radio here on KBOO Portland. Forgot to mention, the time is 6:02, so you know, we're going to have a wonderful hour of amazing music, poetry, more. We have quite a few guests this week to talk about some upcoming events in our area, and I can't wait to get into it. But before that, So last time I was here, we were talking about Steady and Tuesday the song. Found out, changed his name. He now goes by Tabernacle. You should really look him up. This is Moving On Up by Tabernacle.
Moving up, 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 mo
And that was Movin' Up by Tabernacle. You are still listening to Rose City Native Radio. I'm still DJ Yellow Horse. And in the studio, we have three wonderful guests. We have Yuvia, Roberta, and Rhodey here joining us to talk about the upcoming Indigenous Marketplace and tell us a lot more about it. So if you wanted to go down the line with Yuvia.
Yeah, thank you, Nick. Thanks for having us here. We are having a marketplace this Saturday at 2 p.m. at Levin Community, which is located at 5431 Northeast 20th Avenue. And it'll start at 2 p.m. and go to 7 p.m. And we're going to have it a Valentine's theme and have lots of fun with a photo booth. We make Valentine's for elders. We'll have Hershey Kisses for people and just tons of crafts and arts and so much fun. So today, Roberta Eagle Horse and Rhodey are here in the studio to talk about their arts and crafts that they'll have on Saturday and other marketplaces. But we're the Portland Indigenous Marketplaces, and we have a lineup of marketplaces that we hope everyone will join us. You all want to say something about you?
I'm Rhodey. I'm the owner of Rose Alchemista. I make herbal skincare, and I've been one of the vendors along with Roberta here and Yuvia at the Indigenous Marketplaces. These are really great events for building community. There's lots of elders sharing their crafts, and just different people from different tribes from not only here in the States, but also Peru, Ecuador. So these are really great events to be a part of. So I'm really honored to be here today and talking about, the marketplaces. So thank you.
Good afternoon or good evening, Roberta Eagle Horse Ortiz. I'm Ogallala Lakota Nyomba Shoshone. Been here, a resident in Portland, for about 23 years now. And I've always looked for an opportunity to be with community selling wares. And, you know, we've only had an opportunity to be in powwow and just more personal spaces that weren't open to community. And the Indigenous Come Up has really opened up community with these marketplaces. And so it's been able to highlight our community, not only just for ourselves to be seen, but for the wider community in Multnomah County and farther. People travel long ways to come and see us, and that just feels really good. So I have the Woman's Wellness Garden, and we're located at the Oregon Food Bank. And so I'm a new farmer and selling herbs that I've grown, medicinal herbs, culinary herbs, and now we're gonna move to more heritage foods. And so I'll be having some starts coming up in the season. But for this marketplace, we'll just be selling some of our herbs and tea blends and bath stuff for this holiday, Valentine's Day. So it feels really good, and I just really enjoy being a part of this. It's pretty special.
And this is supposed to be coming up this weekend, correct? On the 8th?
Yeah, so this Saturday, and Levin Community is on the corner of Killingsworth and Northeast 20th, Kitty Corner to Vernon School and Alberta Park. And we don't have food vendors, but there's tons of food options really close by. And we're going to have dancers. We're going to have live music. But we, like Roberta said, we're just really proud of these spaces because they're giving local Indigenous folks an opportunity to sell their wares, but in a really respectful space, because that can be really difficult to navigate as a vendor in just your regular fair or event space. I know for myself, a couple times I was the only Indigenous vendor at an event, and I went home really miserable, and sometimes wouldn't make any money and just feel horrible. And when we are together with our community, it ends up being less about the money, even though we've been really lucky to have these marketplaces be pretty successful, where people come with an intent to support Indigenous vendors. So most vendors do pretty well. But even if we don't, I personally go home very fulfilled and happy. And I know that and we're beginning to really build a great community with a lot of trust and really be able to support each other in ways I don't think that we really could have forecasted before without just having these regular opportunities to come together.
And how would you say that, because we've had you on the show before, and the amount of vendors wanting to be there from when you first came versus how many are currently asking to come now?
Sure. And a lot of that is too because, well, one, we've, I think, done a really good job of promoting our events just internally and then put some funds into doing that externally. But the wait list is long, but we also are looking for other funding opportunities to maybe create spaces. Well, right now our spaces are pretty small that we have booked, but to create bigger spaces where more vendors can come, and we don't charge anything for the spaces to really create those barrier-free opportunities and hopefully be very inviting to new entrepreneurs or vendors that are just really trying to decide if this is what they want to do or kind of give it a shot. So it's really exciting to have a really long wait list. We have over 40 vendors on our wait list. We're beginning to rotate some vendors, but we also have our core group of vendors that we've been together now for about 2 years, and just showing up in parking lots when we can and things like that. And so some of those vendors are able to be at all the events because they really built this to what it is now. But we are excited about building that base to be able to offer even more vendors more opportunities.
That's really great. I want to say that I feel like this is a great opportunity not only for the vendors but for our community here in Portland, because I know I mentioned this before and last time of like the whole night market thing, the whole like Portland markets that pop up every now and then. And you see vendors selling Indigenous art or jewelry and you just think, you don't know what that means. And you, for me at least, I get kind of upset because I think of all these designs that so many people put so much work in and these vendors are reselling it and it's dingy and dirty and they don't understand anything about it except that it's vintage turquoise and they have to sell it at a crazy uptick price. And I think it's amazing that our city has the ability to purchase directly and support our community out here, and vendors have a greater, I guess, visibility to be out there in spaces that normally we wouldn't be able to be in. And have, because the Black Friday turnout was crazy. There were so many people that had come there and trying to cater to everyone going through. And I saw from where I was at just so many people going to each and every vendor and like, oh, okay, I know I want to come back to you, but you have like two or three people you're talking to right now. So I have to whip back around. And yeah. I think Rhody is the one that everyone was like, oh, that's where the smells are coming from.
That's so nice. There's tons of good smells all around. I'm not the only one that smells good.
And I mean, it's just amazing. I can't wait to see how this grows and continues. And I hope that you are able to get more funding, because I honestly think this is a great venture and a great opportunity for everyone who's involved, whether it be directly or indirectly by being somebody who's just purchasing. And you don't have that guilt of like, ooh, is this real? Is this something or another?
Well, thank you, Nick. Thank you for sharing all that. That's really sweet. And yeah, we have feedback forums at all of our events. And that's something we consistently get is like, I had a great time and I connected with the community and kind of thank you. Which is great, but it's also like, wow, it sounds like it's your first time connecting with the community, you know, and which it has its own kind of history, but So it is really exciting because it's about connecting, and so vendors are building these relationships too, and it is really, and like you said, it's all vendors that make their own with their own hands, you know, their own ideas, just like Rhodey and all her, she, you know, sustainably, all her ingredients are really thought through and personal. And Roberta grows her own ingredients, her products, really. So it's a wide variety of products, but just, I would say, we all really put our heart and soul into it and really, really connect to it. And then we're connecting with our products and our art with the community, and it really is growing. So yeah, it's really exciting.
What's been really nice is to see non-Indigenous folks show up, and they said, I didn't know your community was this large. And when it's just us in a room, we're just like, this is just a blurb of just a small amount percentage of people that we're representing, and that people are craving more and wanting to understand more in an authentic way of like, how do we support Indigenous communities. So it feels really good to just see that and be seen, you know. So we've been invisible for a very long time, and so shining in this way is feeling really good, and we represent, and people stand tall. And you know, a lot of times we don't get to go around the marketplace and check out everyone's booth, and I feel like unless we get there early and tour around or right when we're closing up, then we can run around and see if we can purchase each other's things. But yeah, just we appreciate
Black
it
Friday. You didn't leave at all, did you?
I didn't eat till towards the end. I was lightheaded, floating on my feet. And then it hit me, and it was all that adrenaline. And I just thought, oh, and I just had so much pride for everybody in that room. It just was really amazing.
Yeah. It is directly, that's what I love about it too. It's like, we're supporting our community directly. The support is helping our families, helping our communities. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, I know how generous our community is and how we support our families. And so I was thinking about it on the way here, and I was like, I bet you some of this income that we're generating within our community is actually preventing people from, you know, leaving their homes and just creating real community. And it is a really prideful thing when it's our businesses, and we make everything, and we're able to connect with the community and really share that.
Yeah, and personally, I know the Indigenous marketplaces have really helped my business grow, and is a big part of why I choose to stay here in Portland. I've lived here for 3 years, and I also studied at Aveda Institute of Portland. I'm a licensed esthetician. I've been making skincare for going on 8 years, and then the Black Friday event that we're talking about this last November was my biggest sales day I've ever had. Which just was a huge reminder of I'm on the right path. So to have that kind of support is really amazing. And I think for people too who are not Indigenous, it's a way to show up for those who are still fighting for their rights. You know, Native people on our land are still not having access to clean water, don't have a right to vote on their own land. So by showing up at a market and purchasing something from someone who made it, in a way you're healing their lineages by giving them a piece of sovereignty too. So yeah, I just love being a part of these events. And a little thing too, I vended for my first year in Portland. I did any event I could, Mississippi Street Fair, Portland Saturday Market. And it did not compare to POC-centered events. And that was why 2019, I just focused on POC events. And the Indigenous markets were my best sales. And so that's why I just committed for this year, 2020, of doing the Indigenous markets. Yeah, this year. So I also work a day job. And so it's been really helpful to be able to do the markets on Saturdays. I can work with my schedule. And then also it helps me support myself and continue to support my craft too. So without having the vendor fees and everything, it's a huge help.
Yeah, Yeah, so we hope everyone will come out February. Then we have a couple month break, and the next marketplace will be April 25th. And we move around. We're not in the same place all the time. So you can find a complete list of all the dates at giftingartsandcrafts.com/buy. And yeah, we're excited about this one because we're trying some new things with the photo booth, and Voodoo Donuts donated some donuts, and we'll have some free bison coffee. And so, you know, try to be a little bit, share it all with the community, and also support our vendors with just a little more support, like food and water.
Well, I mean, these events are also great too because it's not about competition, where at some other events you may not get along with other vendors, but with Indigenous marketplaces we really are building family and community with one another, and just highlighting, you know, our differences and what makes us unique.
Yeah, I was really excited too. We had a vendor dinner in October, and it turns out one of the vendors, as a child, she's about my age, and I'm 40. As a child, one of our elders, vendor's mom, was the one that taught her how to bead. So now she's, you know, continuing to do that, her jewelry. But for me, it was just so so touching too, how we've really been community for so long, and some folks here in the Portland area, you know, it's been generations and generations of teaching each other different arts and crafts. So it's really beautiful to me to see all those connections.
And if anybody needs to have, well, not needs, but if anyone has any questions or inquiries or wants to be a vendor or even maybe any type of financial avenues, what's the best way to contact you?
For the marketplaces, it's marketplacepdx@gmail.com. And we have a wait list, so, which I'm pretty sure is posted on our Facebook site, but I'm happy if you email me, I'm happy to send you the link. And it is an application that you fill out, and so we hope to have a schedule of rotating, of letting people know on the wait list by the end of this month for the next few marketplaces. So some vendors out there will hopefully get some good news soon.
That's great. Are there any other closing thoughts besides February 8th?
At the Levin Community.
What time?
2 to 7 p.m.
Okay.
We're running our first ad in Willamette Weekly, and you'll see us in the Mercury soon. And we were on Wisdom of Elders recently, so also just putting it out there that, you know, we're out there trying to do the best for our community. So contact us with any opportunities too, or any partnerships that people feel, especially within our community. At our last vendor get together, it was really clear that that our vendors really want to continue to do Indigenous events, and that's the best thing for our community. And so we're really excited about partnering with other Indigenous organizations or groups to continue this.
Well, that's great. Do you, either of you, have any closing thoughts?
Absolutely. So as it started catching on, watching Yuvia and Chance, as the people started coming in, and it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and you could see a little bit of excitement and, you know, like, is this a dream happening? To me, it's watching these women start something that was amazing out of a dream, and it really shines, and they stand for so much when we're out there vending, and so much pride that they have in their booth, and you see it with their jingle earrings and all of this stuff, and I see it shine and glow. And I just wanted to thank Yuvia and Chance for just dreaming big, and that's showing us that we can do it, and we do it together.
Thank you. Thank you, Roberta. And Chance just made this really awesome print of a heart, so y'all should come out and check it out on February 8th.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm also extremely thankful to Yuvia and Chance, Indigenous Come Up, for organizing these events and how they've changed my life. And I'm originally from California. My family, you know, is Chumash. And just on the way here, I was like, why do I live in Portland? You know, why don't I move back to California? And there's really nowhere else like this that has these markets. And it's just really wonderful to be a part of. And so I'm really grateful for it and look forward to growing with it as well. So thank you.
All right. So that is going to be February 8th from 2-12?
Yeah, 2-7.
2-7 at Leavenworth Community here in Portland, Oregon. 22nd and Killingsworth?
20th
and Killingsworth. Thank you. Yes, definitely check them out. It's amazing. It is definitely an experience. It's so many great vendors, so many great new friends you can meet there, and, you know, just buy someone something nice there. Well, thank you everyone for coming on. I really appreciate it. And aptly so, I'm going to play a song. This is Bougie Natives by Snotty Nose Res Kids here on Rose City Native Radio.
I was a puny dookie. Nietzsche, Nietzsche, looky, looky, how I get low when I boogie. Don't mind me some goody goodies. I'm Nate and Bougie. My wifey be the wolf, and I'm the wolf that's from the sea. And she no Pocahontas, more like Buffy St. Marie. Come do your dance with me. I dip, you dip, we dip. No, it ain't blasphemy. I sip, you sip, we sip with Nisika. I stand and rock with all my suit without the wooses. Me and bro came out the womb. Nietzsche 1 and Nietzsche 2. We very indigenous people. We some VIPs. I'm a blood thicker than Ulrike Grease. Nietzsche, please sing your song. This my jam. Got my fam all going ham for the land, not the gram. Stay Vinay, it's who I am. We choose copper over gold. Praise the elders, I remember what I'm told. Never turn your back on home. We them bougie natives. I got turquoise on my red. We them bougie natives. Five rings up on my fist. We them bougie natives. Big hat with the brim. We them bougie natives. Got that custom made bling. We them bougie natives. New city, new sweet grass, new sage. We them bougie natives. Put my knowledge in my brain. We them bougie natives. New city, new sweet grass, new sage. We them bougie natives. You can holler at my name.
Hey, a ho. Can't you tell them woke? The smoke shop is closed. Can you tell your boys dope? Man, I'm spinning like I made it, and I'm smudging cause I'm broke again. Always running late, I hope the liquor store is open.
I got carvers, weavers, beaters, and designers on my team. I got braiders, hella famous, that I'm signing to my team. In my limousine, don't I look steezy? Next to my digi queen.
Yeah, that's my Moose McGee.
I know ballers, I know chiefs, I know riders from the east. I know educated natives down to picket in the streets. Middle fingers to police, but we come in peace. I know red skin hippies that be giving me the creeps. I know beauty, I know beach, I know savages and freaks. And I know a couple cousins even bougier than me. No, ain't elite, bougie native, yes indeed. Art exhibit to the club, and we roll it 20 deep. Copper on my neck, gold on my ring, feather on my hat, skin stitch chin. 100 warriors on my back, daily drumming when I sing. Man, there ain't no way around it. I'm a
bougie native.
I got turquoise on my wrist.
We them bougie natives.
Five rings up on my fist.
We them bougie natives.
Big hat with the brim.
We them bougie natives.
Got that custom made bling.
We them bougie natives.
New city, new sweet grass, new sage. We them bougie natives. You can holler at my name.
And that was Bougie Natives by Snotty Nose Rez Kids. Did you know they're finally going on an American tour? You can check them out, look them up on Facebook, find out what dates, because they have so many. They are almost nonstop from April until like July. Something crazy like that. Hopefully we could get them on the show. I don't know. I'm really trying because goodness gracious, have we been listening to them for the very beginning. All right. Their tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you want to get in on that, I'm going. I'm buying tickets for people to go. I'm making my family go when they visit their city. I'm really, really excited. Let's continue with, let's do some more. This is going to be more Snotty Nose Rez Kids. However, this is Northern Lights featuring Mob Bounce here on Rose City Native Radio.
What? You thought the beat would drop, right? We underneath the moonlight. Puffing on a peace pipe, trying to get right with the spirits of the night. Let us echo through the valley, let the village know you're feeling it. I hear them speaking back, so I offered up a cigarette. I let the brains bounce, then I let them out. The mob's in the building, baby, have you ever been here?
Yeah, yes, sir. I've been bopping with the trees and dancing with the waves, cool like the summer breeze. On the coast with the most life, so I go zone 9, cause life is short like Bugs, eh? Bugs, peace pipe in rotation, need your medication, so I fresh inhale on occasion. Cause once you go brown, dog, you never reach tear. Reservation, persuasion for all my relations.
All of a sudden, sung a song, so it's in our DNA. Really? Really? Yeah, that's what my people say. In all uppercase, when the neighbors making noise, complaints turn down for what? Lil John boys.
Okay.
Now you matter more than ever. If you're feeling held down, know it comes with something better. Man, the way can feel depressed, and we can use it as a weapon. When the world is out to get us, man, we'll take it on together, huh?
Hold up, wait a minute, let me put my name up in it, boy, stay humble. The Monet movement, stay forever ready. You don't know how it feels to be me, Tom Petty, boy. So forget about your worries and strife for me. Just look for old Mother Nature's recipes. Bear with me, this the bare necessities. We stay Monet from the 1-7 till infinity, cause
feelings come and feelings go, but you will grow, you matter. The disconnect is reflected in the disrespect, but we could change those patterns. In these trying times, be kind to self to ease your mind. It'll help you find your way. We matter. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Even if you feel like you have no options, look deep inside. There's peace inside, take the peace. If you need to keep the peace alive, don't be asleep inside. Find peace, the territory defines me. Dark mountains lead in pine trees, pointing to where the sky is green. Aurora Borealis reminds me of ancestors. Yes. Behind me.
I'm feeling G-double-O-D. Hey, how are you? You ever get low to the flow with a warrior? Cause we shine bright like the light between the stars. Yeah, just living in the moment, nothing else is important. We finna take it higher, do it big, Oscar Mayer. If you ain't dig the vibe, you a liar. Had a honey tell me that you only live once. I'm like, you preaching to the choir.
Preach it, girl. Preach it, girl, preach. I'm the brown skinned Jesus, but I got it from the beach. I'm a light skinned native till the sunshine. We can catch up on sleep in the wintertime, nigga.
You don't like judo.
Throwing up like a free throw. How my name is Tribes. Have you met my alter ego? Man, he's better than a priest. Holier than Toledo. Quit preaching, stupid. It's a figure of speech.
That's a bad mother. Shut your mouth, boy, yeah. Monet is in the house, show enough, boy, yeah. Mac Dre in the Bay, yeah. I'm feeling myself. It's Adventures of Monet, yeah. No Bobby Ray, though.
I'ma let you finish, but I'ma get mine first. Cause the universe be telling me we about to go berserk. Give a damn about your image. Get down with the village. When the northern lights bounce, we boogie like gorillas.
Yeah. Go figure, let's get lost tonight. In a midsummer night's dream, Shakespeare-like. Now my soul is in the sky, spirits high. Who am I to tell you how to make the time pass by? Just live life. Don't you blame it on the sunshine, huh? Don't you blame it on the moonlight, huh? If you wanna blame low-key, well, you can blame it on the MI to the NA.
When the kids look lit, there's a party in the sky. I can dance with the spirits, mama taught me how to fly, ayy.
right. Get the mood right, haiku. Dance with the devil with an eagle eye view.
From the rest to the coup, I can't help it if I groove. Feeling loose and I'm waving like the Northern Lights truth, baby. Just say the name and we're there. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. If it ain't lit, throw up the deuce later.
You can lean on me, nay. We gon' take you to the summit to feel the Northern Lights in your stomach. I feel a cousin's energy running through my veins. I feel my ancestors. No pain. Earth child, tell me this is sacred. I'm on a vision quest, I got a picture to be painted. Greater than the lights, small bounce in the house, getting down with Mother Nature.
Hey, yo, we be mobbing in tune with the land like an avatar monster. Hey. Chief rocker, hey.
Drum knockers,
hey. And the spirits watch us.
Who can stop us? Power come with unity. When clans come together, man, we mighty morph communities.
And we powwow vibing, wilding in the wilder.
I've been this way since a snotty nose red child.
No doubt, you can take me out the reds,
but you can't take the reds out of me.
Out of me, hey.
Full moon in the sky tonight.
On this native land, I stand on guard for thee. Hey, I feel the spirits of the night in my body and soul. And when behold, all that glitters ain't gold.
Where the land is cold enough to call my home. We them boys from the north, and you know that.
We are like northern lights. They're forming the foreign heights, never standing still, exploring the night. Expanding beyond well, advancing our skills like spirits in the dark, dancing in the hills. Ancestors are real. The hype in the room at this venue, let the light bend through like northern lights, they within you. Let it spin through, that's what we've been through. Got the DJ behind us, let the mic do roll. Use MOB and snotty nose, it flows. The webs is our rural ghetto, but we can see the ocean from our window. The ocean from our window. The ocean from our window.
SNRK in the wilts, MOBB in the wilts, we be in the wilts, the spirit of the night, the northern light. SNRK in the wilts, MOBB in the wilts, we be in the wilts, the spirit of the night, the northern light.
And that was Northern Lights by Snotty Nose Res Kids. You are still listening to Rose City Native Radio. I am still DJ Yellow Horse. I have so much music to share with you. Oh, by the way, it's just me for the next couple of weeks. Jack is out of town and doing stuff. So before we end this show this week, I will be having a wonderful little rant for you because there's a lot on my mind today, specifically about what has been happening, what is going to happen later on this year. But before we get to that, I need Antoine. I just need some Antoine in my life. All right, this is This Town by Antoine Edwards.
I'm the only native doing this, and that's facts, boy. I've been off the map and I've been working. I've been doing me, y'all been lurking. I've been feeling good and y'all been hurting. Y'all can say I can't do this, keep it really, really do this. I'm a runner, not a hitter, through to make a bit of winning. Every time I'm in the city, got a city moving heavy. How to think I'm really gonna stop now? I don't know another person get into the chat and keep it humble after getting hella high. Wow, I'ma do me with it, living the movie bigger and better than the previous shots. Can't stop and I won't stop, and an old box always gonna feel better than the tie. So don't talk now.
I don't even really need a call sign with me. I can get it popping in my hometown city. I don't even need to go and boast about anything so loud. When I leave, I take the whole town. Creeping the top of my clean and I guapo. Keeping 100 of the others, they lost in the fame in the bottle. Oh, I know that there's some lows, I know. But I'm a different type of struggle on this open road, and no. I don't even really need a call sign with me. I can get it popping in my hometown city. I don't even need to go and boast about anything so loud. When I leave, I take the whole town with me. City, yeah, yeah, I don't it popping in my hometown city.
And that was Down by Antoine E. And I think he also goes by Antoine Edwards. Before that, we were listening to This Town, which is also by him, Antoine E. / Antoine Edwards. You are listening to Rose City Native Radio. I have my rant for you. Okay, so... All right, so this week of 2020, I had come across an article talking about how the Standing Rock Sioux tribe had been able to petition with North Dakota to allow tribal IDs be an accepted form of ID for tribal members to use in order to present to vote in North Dakota. Did I mention that? There you go. So I really wanted to talk about this because it's an interesting conundrum about how the fact that the Real ID Act of, I believe, 2015 had been passed due to 9/11 and all of that, which is supposed to give some type of primary or preliminary security to state-issued IDs. Most common IDs are going to be your state identification and or your driver's license. Real ID requires that states comply in showing that you're an American citizen, basically, by giving a birth certificate, passport, or something else. I can't remember what the third option is, but being able to supply those in order to get a license has to be part of the state's regulations. I know where I'm at in Oregon, we still don't, even though we just got a brand new ID system last year, 2 years ago now. And it is not up to standard if we aren't there by the end of September. So October 1st of 2020, our IDs will not be accepted to get into federal spaces to do anything that requires federal verification. One of those can be voting. And the conundrum is that we have to prove that we are American citizens of this land as Native Americans and as indigenous people of this earth, of this area, in order to have our voice heard federally by voting, which we all know it's always going to be the lesser of two evils for most indigenous people, because our options are never heard, and when they are, they're rarely taken in effect or even granted time. And it's just a perpetual thing within our system that systematically all the time brings us down, which is why I played that song. And it's just perplexing, because it wasn't until 1924, I believe June 4th or June 8th of 1924 was the Indian Citizenship Act, where America finally said, hey, you know those people that have been here before us and we stole everything and we've been terrible to and had all these wonderful treaties that we don't listen to, and was like Nancy Pelosi and said, mm-mm, rip, rip, oh wait. And just was like, oh yeah, whatever, forget them. You know, we won't forget them. They could, they, you know what, we'll make them Americans too. Less than 100 years have we been American citizens, yet we still have to show that we are from this area to try and have our voice heard federally in this system. And I mean, it's just an added procedure that seems unnecessary for indigenous people for having their own tribal card, because in order to get, at least I know for my tribe, in order to get that, we have to have our CIB, which is basically a pedigree of saying, I am this much of my tribe because my mother is this much of the tribe and my father is this much of the tribe. Therefore, here's my fraction of being a part of the tribe, and here's my number assigned to me basically at birth or near birth, depending on how long your parents are going to take to register you with the tribe. And it's absurd that they're not going to accept that type of ID. I know we've had this issue run into the past where I believe it was an indigenous team, roller derby team, that was traveling abroad, I want to say to New Zealand, and they were from a Midwest tribe that supplied passports, and they were almost denied at the border because the border, Homeland Security, whomever said, TSA was like, I don't think these are, real or valid. And we're going to run into this all the time. And like I said, it's absurd, perplexing, and just the conundrum that we have to prove once again that we are from where we are and how, in order to have our voice heard in the echo chamber. And you know, that's what's been on my mind today, and I hope it's brought something for you to think about, because I know those out there aren't always going to be from listening with an indigenous perspective, and that's what I'm here for, is give you that snippet of my mind of an indigenous person living in this modern age. let's continue the show. This is going to be Sebastian Gaskin. This is from some new tracks, actually, that he's been putting out. I believe this is still a demo, but I really, really like it. This is Tonight, the number 2, N-I-T-E, by Sebastian Gaskin, here on Rose City Native Radio. Thank you, everyone out there who is listening. I am DJ Yellow Horse. We are Rose City Native Radio. You can catch us every week on FM Waves here in Portland. It is wonderful to talk and speak my mind with you. Always hit us up on Facebook, Rose City Native Radio. Give us an email if you have any inquiries about music, topics, or more at pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. It's always wonderful to be here. I'm so happy. Let's end it out on, you know, a fun little tune. This is Simmered Down by Tomahawk Bang, the man who had a recent album in Digitech, which I hope you have listened to. Have a wonderful night.
KBOO Community Radio is working with Beautiful Portland to collect socks and blankets for those who are sleeping outside this winter. There is a collection box in the lobby of KBOO Radio, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland, between Burnside and Ankeny. Donations are accepted Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
KBOO Community Radio holds an open meeting concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be conducted at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The Program Advisory Committee meets the second Tuesday of each month at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.
KBOO, Portland, Oregon, bridging the gap between prisons, prisoners, and the community. This is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Thank you.
And again, you're tuned to Hard Knock here on the Pacifica Network. Up next on the program, we look at women's health. This conversation was made available via Making Contact. We want to thank them for allowing us to bring you this content. So with that said, stay tuned. Tampons, pads, menstrual cups, all used to collect a menstruator's vaginal blood flow while on their period. Wait, did that just repulse you? Well, if it did, get over it. Women bleed on average about 40 to 60 days out of the year. The menstrual cycle is part of what makes pregnancy and life possible in the first place. So why are women around the world made to feel dirty, cursed, or unworthy because of their monthly periods? Many women resist these unflattering and socially irresponsible norms by pointing to patriarchy and reclaiming the narrative around menstruation and feminine health in the media.
With the book, I wanted to reclaim not only our ancestry and our traditions, but I wanted to reframe the conversation around menstruation.
That's Ida Salazar. She wrote the book, The Moon Within, a coming-of-age